This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 27th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Karnataka became the 11th state in India to approve a so-called anti-conversion bill last week. Jeff King with International Christian Concern said, quote, "We have seen an increasing trend within India where states pass anti-conversion laws, and in each of these locations, we have witnessed an increase of attacks against Christians," end quote. After the new law passed, local Christians and pastors reported being assaulted by Hindu radicals. India is ranked 10th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports a record 100 million people are now forcibly displaced worldwide by violence and human rights violations. That's over 1% of the global population. The number of displaced people approached 90 million at the end of last year and has continued to grow this year during the war in Ukraine. Violence in several countries drove the displacements last year, including Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, Myanmar, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Each of these countries are on the Open Doors World Watch list. Praise God, Lisa Miller is now out of prison. As The Worldview previously reported, Lisa converted to Christianity after leaving an unbiblical lesbian relationship. During that time, Lisa had a daughter, Isabella, who was conceived through artificial insemination. In 2009, Lisa fled the U.S. with her then 7-year-old daughter to protect her from the previous lesbian partner. Once Isabella turned 18, Lisa turned herself in to the U.S. authorities. She was expected to be sentenced in June to 12 to 18 months of prison on kidnapping charges. However, a court gave Lisa's sentence as time served this week, meaning the time she's already spent in jail is enough. While Lisa's criminal case is over, please pray for her as she now faces civil proceedings. Psalm 54, verses 6 and 7 says, "I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good, for he has delivered me out of all trouble." In a press conference, Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a law yesterday banning the killing of unborn babies during any state of pregnancy from fertilization until birth.
As governor, I represent all 4 million Oklahomans, and they overwhelmingly support protecting life in the state of Oklahoma. We want Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country. We want to outlaw abortion in the state of Oklahoma.
It's the most restrictive abortion ban in the nation. It also includes a private enforcement mechanism based on the Texas abortion ban. It features the exception of the life of the mother and, sadly, targets babies conceived through rape or incest, despite the baby's innocence. The Axios Harris Poll 100 released their 2022 Corporation Reputation Rankings. Companies with excellent scores included Trader Joe's, The Hershey Company, Samsung, Toyota Motor Company, and Amazon. Companies with some of the worst scores included Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Fox Corporation, and the Trump Organization. The Walt Disney Company was one of the top decliners, falling 28 ranks in the poll from last year. The drop comes after Disney pushed for sexually perverted lifestyles this year. And finally, an elderly Virginia woman is back home after going missing for a week. 69-year-old Aletha G. Walton went missing on May 15th. Her family said she is experiencing the early stages of dementia. When Walton was finally found, she was sitting on a stump and singing Amazing Grace. Her family said many churches had been praying for her.
We prayed. We had churches and everybody miles around praying for our sister.
The famous opening verse of Amazing Grace, written by former slave trader John Newton, says, quote, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Friday, May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.